Well, thank you, thank you. Thank you so much. Hello, my name's Keith Tiede. I'm the host of New Media Central podcast, and this week I'm talking about voting and registering to vote. Let's talk about registration first. The cutoff for registration was October 9th in Missouri. We're past being able to register for this election, but I want to talk about it for future elections, if we have any. You can do it so many ways. Why are you not registered? I have some numbers that I'm going to get to here in a minute that talk about the number of registered voters compared to the number of eligible voters. And it's silly. We have a right and an obligation to vote in this country. We fought many wars and lost a lot of money and people and materiel fighting for this right. I can't understand why it would not be 100% of eligible voters are registered and actually go cast a vote. There's some reasons that you couldn't, and if it was 1% or 2%, I could understand it. But just to get into the numbers a little bit, there's three ways to look at voters. Those of voting age, anybody over 18. Those who are eligible, of the people that are over 18. And the thing that makes you not eligible, a non-citizen is not able to vote, supposedly. Some felons and some people serving time are not able to vote. And some people with mental disabilities are not able to vote. So, again, why is that not 100% of eligible voters being registered and casting a vote? Why? We fought hard for that right over the years. It should be 100%, and it's not. The thing that's a little bit discouraging is the number of registered voters as a percentage of eligible voters, and that's about 70%. Okay, so if you're over 18 and you're not restricted by any of those things that I mentioned, why are you not registered to vote? It's easy to do. You can register in person at a local election office. You can even register online in most states. You can register by mail. You can get online and print out a little thing and send it to your election office by mail. You don't really have to work hard to get registered to vote in this country. Why aren't you? You people that are in that 30% of eligible voters who are not registered, why? I know there are some reasons that some people might think to vote for them is only to make them feel like they deserve a vote. None of them do. Well, how about we all get registered and we all vote, and then we'll let it play out however it plays out. So, and there's others who are discouraged because they go, well, one person, one vote doesn't count anymore. It's not a thing anymore. And there's so much fraud going on at election offices that we can't even hope that our vote's going to count. Don't do that. It may be true to some extent, and the extent nobody really knows for sure, whether it's a lot or a little. I know there's some persuading going on by our own government and by other governments from other countries. We can't let that keep us from registering and casting a vote. We just can't. You can't say, I'm not playing. I'm taking my marbles and going home. A lot of people died, and a lot of money has been spent to give you that right to vote. You better get your butt out there and vote and get registered. So another one that's encouraging of those who are registered to vote versus turnout. In 2016, it was 86%. Kind of okay. 2020, it was 94% of registered voters actually voted. That's excellent. And we should have 100% on all those. We should have 100% people over 18 that are eligible get registered. 100% of the people that are registered actually go cast a vote. There's things that'll stop you, obviously, crises or whatever, but that should be maybe 1 or 2 or even 3%. So 97, 98% of the people who are eligible to vote should be voting. It's not there. So if you're not registered, use this time right now to get registered. You won't be able to get a vote in this election, but do it now because you need to get registered to vote, to be able to vote, and you have to vote. It's not only a right, it's an obligation. So get registered right now if you're not. You won't be able to vote in this election, but if you are registered, get out there and vote. I know my wife and I went and voted yesterday, which was Thursday. We got there about 15 minutes before it opened. The guys actually opened 10 minutes early, so we wouldn't have to stand in line so long, which was awesome. The guy came around and says, we're opening early, so you guys can get in there and get voted. It took us about 2 hours from the time we got in line till the time we were walking back to the car. It was about 2 hours. So what?
I'm not voting if it takes 2 hours to vote.
Why? You think those people who were defending our right to vote had that attitude where, I'm not fighting this war. I don't care if people vote or not. No. They gave their all. We need to give our all. We need to get registered. We need to vote. 100%. 96, 97, 98%. I don't care. But way more than 70. And way more than half. The half is how many actually voted turnout versus eligible to vote. About half. That's not even close to good. Get registered. Go vote. If you're not registered already, register today. That way the next election, whatever it is, doesn't have to be a presidential election. It could be a local election. You have to be registered to vote. Go get registered. If you are registered, go vote today. A little bit too late right now. Polls just closed on this Saturday. They're not open tomorrow, but on Monday, go vote. On Tuesday, Election Day, go vote. Don't miss this one. It's too important to not vote, to just sit on the side and go, I'm not voting. The line's too long. Here's the cool thing. I don't know which ones of the people that we were around when we were standing in line were Democrats and which one were Republicans. We didn't talk about it. And none of us cared. We weren't talking about that. We were talking about everything else, and it was fun. We had fun standing in line for 2 hours talking to people, and very little was about the election. It was about every other thing. Things going on in our lives. The things that make voting important, which is what's going on in our lives. Here's something. If you're not registered to vote and you don't cast a vote, you can't complain about anything, ever. So get out there. If you're not already, get registered. Won't be able to do it in this election. You'll do it in upcoming elections. If you are registered, get out there and vote. I don't care how long the line is. If you're in line by the cutoff on Tuesday, which is our very, very last opportunity to vote, which is 7 p.m. on Tuesday for Missouri. I don't know about all states. If you're in line at the closing time, you get to vote. So get out there and vote, please.